You know what? I love talking about pets and about cats and dogs and, you know, things that we do to help them and how far we go for our pets. You know, separation anxiety in dogs is a real thing. You may know about it. You may have that problem with your dog. It can be a real challenge. And that's why the Windsor Essex County Humane Society Behavior Team is offering an educational session on working through separation issues with your pup. Melanie Coulter is Executive Director of the Humane Society and joins us now with some details. Hi, Melanie.
Hi. Happy to be with you.
I am so glad you're here, you know, because I thought, you know, I'm sure that it's become a bigger issue probably after the pandemic when people were working from home all the time and suddenly were called back to work and the poor pets didn't know what to do, right? And I'm sure, so it's probably a bigger problem now than it was just 3 years ago to have separation anxiety with your dog.
It is. It is one of the big challenges. I think two of the behavior challenges we're seeing are separation anxiety and then under socialization. So a lot of dogs that people obtained in late 2020 and even early 2021 didn't have guests over. They didn't go visit a lot of places. And so they aren't used to all those different situations. So we're starting with separation anxiety, offering a session to help people, give them some tools to work on that with their pet.
Now, this isn't like bring your dog in and somebody's going to fix it. This is just a people class, right?
This is a people training class and with the idea that people can take the information they get and go home and work with their own pet on it.
Yeah, I think bringing the dogs would be a little bit of a distraction, especially if you already have a dog that has issues.
Well, and separation anxiety is one of those things that you really need to leave the pet alone to do that. So it is actually a really good one to work on in your home because you can start to work up a little bit at a time. So typically you're going to start with a very short time alone, give them those distractions, and then build up to longer times when they are able to be more comfortable being alone.
Do we know what the big reason is for dogs having separation anxiety issues? Is it some kind of trauma or, you know, is it just their breed?
There's a lot of different reasons. I think a lot of it comes back to what happened to them in their first year, even in their first 6 months of life. Not necessarily that something bad happened to them, but it just, as you mentioned, someone who was home all the time, that dog never learned to be alone. And animals are used to being social. They're used to being in a pack. And if they're all of a sudden left alone for the first time when they're a year old, they can get very stressed. And so even just over the summer months, sometimes people are off for the summer, kids are home in the summer. Dogs can develop separation issues just over that period of time because they get used to having someone around all the time. So it is another thing that we're reminding people over the summer months, be sure to give your pet time alone. If they're going to have to be alone at times, which almost every dog is, you want to give them that opportunity to practice that in shorter periods so they're comfortable with that for the longer term.
Okay, so, you know, interesting things. It's something, though, that we can tell people that it actually, you know, you can deal with this and your dog can learn to be better?
It is definitely something that's trainable, manageable as well, because sometimes it's a matter of crate training. If they have a destructive behavior, like if they rip things apart, you can train them to be comfortable in a crate. It's not something you can just go buy a crate and shove them in there and expect them to be okay with it, but there definitely are ways to make that crate comfortable for them if that's the only safe way to let them be alone. Distraction tips, there's a lot of different tools to manage it. So it is a little bit of work, but definitely something you can help your pet get through.
For people who have a dog and say, well, my dog doesn't have that problem, my dog's fine. What kind of advice do you have for people to make sure that it doesn't develop? Because it sounds like it could develop at any time.
It really could. So you want to make sure you're giving them time to be alone. Even just over the summer, if someone's home a lot, make sure sometimes when you go out, you're not taking them with you. You're giving them that time to be alone, be comfortable, and remind them that, yes, you do come back afterwards, so there's no reason for them to stress out. So that's the biggest one. And then also remember that dogs they like routines. So they get used to a routine, and then when you throw off that routine in whatever way, it can be really stressful for them. So the more you remember that the routine is what's comforting to them, the easier you're going to make any transition.
So with kids home for the summer and things happening and everything else, I guess the summer is a time to watch it as they when you get back to getting back to school time and things change again, you've got to kind of make sure that your pet is understanding the changes that are coming.
Right, yeah, you'll want to start to get back to their normal routine. If you usually, when you go to work in the school year, you give them a walk in the morning, then start giving them a walk in the morning, and then maybe leave for an hour just so they have time to say, okay, I'm okay alone. Give them a little bit of that routine as they're going back into it, rather than all of a sudden someone's there 24 hours a day, and then all of a sudden someone's gone for 8 hours a day. That's going to really throw them off, so the more gradually you can make it, the better.
That sounds fantastic. So, you know, dogs are all different, I guess. Each dog has its own thing, and some have the anxiety problems now, and some may get them, and others, you know, maybe just always have been fine all their lives, and then lucky you.
Yeah, and a lot of it does come down to the more things, when you're getting a dog, expose them to as much as you can when they're young. So that first year, give them time to be alone. Give them time to meet children, meet other animals, meet cats, meet other dogs. That first year is so critical to having a well-adjusted dog down the road. Very often people say, oh, they must have been abused because they're really scared and nervous. And often they've just been not exposed to all the things they should have been in that first 6 months to 8 months of their life. And that can have lifelong impact. So anyone getting a dog, especially a puppy, really focus and be prepared for a lot of that training and socialization in the first year to prevent issues from coming up.
Okay, this session takes place Friday, June 23rd in the evening, and people do need to register, right?
Yes, the cost is $15. There will be light refreshments, and we will be recording it so people can take it home and rewatch it if they need to, just to make sure they get all that information. So if they want to register, they can contact our behavior team. They can just email behavior@windsorhumane.org.
Great. How are things going at the shelter? Have we got a lot of cats, dogs? Are things going out the door? Are they finding homes, or, you know, are you looking for people to adopt?
Well, both, really. It is definitely a busy time of year for us. We've got lots of dogs, lots of cats, lots of rabbits. We have had lots of adoptions, though. Year to date, we're over 1,000 adoptions, so we're not even halfway through the year, and we've already adopted out more than 1,000 animals, so that's great. But we definitely are looking for adopters. I think we're seeing a little bit of a slower rate of dogs getting adopted. They're staying with us a little bit longer, so really encourage people, if they're thinking about adopting a dog, we provide lots of support in the adoption process. Of course, there's a great adoption package where they're heartworm tested, spayed or neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, all that before they go home. So it's a great package. And then kittens, of course, we are loaded with kittens right now. So we have lots of them available for adoption. Again, they're all spayed or neutered. So if people are looking for a kitten, check us out. And just today, we actually launched our rabbit promotion because we have a lot of rabbits waiting to come in to us. So until the 24th, people can adopt a rabbit for free. And okay, that's a great deal because they're spayed or neutered and microchipped, but you can take them home for free.
Great deal. I know I adopted my cat last September from you. And you know what? I love the package that came with it, with some coupons for food, a little bag of food to go home with her. And you know what? She has settled in so well. And I just had such a great time with her. She's a wonderful cat. And I love the way you do it. Just that nice package to go home with. It makes it so much easier to try to adjust right away.
Yeah, that's great to hear. We like to set our adopters up for success. So it's really nice to hear about animals who are doing well.
Yeah, she is. Thanks so much, Melanie.
Thank you.
That's Melanie Coulter, Executive Director of the Humane Society. So their separation anxiety class is Friday, June 23rd at 6:30. Register, go to their website to register for it.